It's time for this week's Friday feature interview on WNCW, and our guest is Elizabeth Gilbert, an acclaimed author of 5 books of fiction and nonfiction. Many of you may remember one of those books in particular, Eat, Pray, Love, that was a number one New York Times bestseller, published in more than 30 languages, sold over 10 million copies worldwide, not to mention that it was made into a successful major motion picture in 2010. In promotion of her latest novel, The Signature of All Things, Malaprop's Bookstore and Cafe in Asheville was promoting the return of Elizabeth back to the region for a celebration of the publication in paperback. This paid event at UNC Asheville is in partnership with the Great Smokies Writing Program. It'll be next Friday, June 27th at 7 p.m. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us today.
Happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, please, let's just get started by letting you tell us about this latest book.
Yeah, the new book is a great big 19th century style novel called The Signature of All Things, about a family of intrepid global botanical explorers. It covers about a century and a half of this family's history, mostly starring our heroine, a woman named Alma Whitaker, who spends her life traveling the world and studying botany and coming to some very important scientific conclusions.
The reviews of the book have been outstanding. I know from looking at the comments of the Wall Street Journal, Entertainment Weekly, that says something along the lines of a beautifully written historical novel, that your writing is so smart and richly drawn that it does what all the best books do. It sweeps you in, and that's what you want to do with readers, isn't it?
Well, I sure would like to try to do it. You know, what I really wanted to do with this book was to try to write the sort of book that I love to read. I think that's always a good start when you're trying to figure out what you should write. You want to write the book that you would pick up if you were a reader. And these are the kind of stories that I love. You know, I love a big, juicy, plot-driven family epic, a novel of ideas, a novel of travel, a novel of adventure with a strong female character. and so, that's what I was trying to do. I've always been inspired by the great 19th century novelists, especially by Dickens, and by the confidence that they had. You know, the way they would take a reader by the hand on the very first page and say, "Let's go, we're going on an adventure, and I know what I'm doing, trust me, just follow me." And that's the feeling I wanted to get to the readers in this book.
I know one of the reviews about the book called it a work of extreme faith and deep scientific reflection. Could you maybe elaborate on that a little bit, what you think was being said there?
Yeah, well, one of the biggest debates and questions going on in the 19th century in the scientific world was, of course, the question of evolution. And I had never realized prior to doing research on this book just how many people were talking about that and how long they were talking about it before Darwin finally published Origin of Species, and what a terrible crisis it created for people. We think of this debate over evolution as being something very current in the United States, but, you know, even at the time, there had never before been a division between science and religion, you know, and suddenly people really had to choose sides, and their souls were quite tormented by it. And I found that very moving to go back and read those original accounts of that discussion that was going on, and I wanted to include that in my novel.
Again, the book is called The Signature of All Things, the new one out from Elizabeth Gilbert, who is so established as a writer. Elizabeth, we were talking about the reviews and all the great things that are being said. I know it was also called the novel of a lifetime, wow, by the Oprah magazine. Have you ever been a guest of Oprah? Have you talked with her before?
I have, actually. Yeah, I've been on her show a few times. During the heyday of Eat, Pray, Love, she was kind enough to bring me on and then bring me back. and I'm actually going on a speaking tour with her, an 8-city speaking tour this fall. She's doing this big stadium tours with a bunch of inspirational speakers, and I'm honored that she's included me, the resident novelist. but it's very exciting to be part of her world. I think she's an extraordinary woman.
She has done so many good things, and that is exciting to know. Could we briefly remind listeners of some of the other books that you've done in the past?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm most well known for Eat, Pray, Love, and for the follow-up to that, which was a memoir about marriage called Knitted. But in North Carolina, I'm probably most well known for a book called The Last American Man that I wrote about a guy named Eustace Conway, who's a modern-day mountain man and survivalist who lives in the woods outside of Boone, and who I spent several years following around and writing about his extraordinary life. That was one of the most interesting books I've probably ever written. So I feel quite at home in North Carolina. Carolina. I spent a lot of time in those mountains while I was working on this book.
Going back to Eat, Pray, Love, and of course the movie star Julia Roberts came out in 2010. How big of a role did you play when that movie came together? Did the film stick to the actual book pretty much?
Well, the book, the movie, it was very loyal to the book. I actually didn't have much to do with the production of the movie because my feeling is that writers should stay out of that. I'm always amazed when I hear writers complain after they sold their book when they say, wow, the movie was so different from the book. And I always think, have you never seen a movie based on a book? They're always different from the book. The question that you have to ask yourself as a writer, if you're lucky enough to be in a position where Hollywood comes knocking, is whether you're willing to give it over. And once you make that decision, I think it's best to just gracefully step out of the way and let them do their work. They know what to do better than I do. So I made myself available if they needed me, but otherwise I really tried to stay out of it. And I think that's why I had such a happy experience with the whole thing.
In most cases, we think of your books and we think of a lot of female readers, but I do know that I probably was not the only guy whose lady pulled them in to go see Eat, Pray, Love on the big screen.
Oh, that's very nice of you. You know, the irony is that prior to Eat, Pray, Love, I was known as a woman who wrote exclusively for and about men. That's why it's so funny that I've become the uber chick lit author. I spent years working for GQ magazine and as a writer at Spin. My first three books were all books about very manly things. I wrote about lobster fishing, about cowboys, about the West, about truckers, and of course about Eustace Conway, who's sort of the manliest of all men. So it was a big departure for me to write something so personal and in a way to write something so female, but I'm very touched that women readers have embraced me. And these days I think of myself as writing just generally for readers, period. I don't think The Signature of All Things is a gendered book. It's a book that I hope will be a big tent and welcome anybody in who wants to come on a big journey.
Well, as you get ready to come into town next week on Friday, June 27th, to be at UNC Asheville, tell us a little bit about what makes these visits, if it's a small town or a big city, what makes them special?
I love meeting my readers, and there's a level at which I'm not a very typical writer in that I really actually like people. And I like being around people, and so much of my work is so solitary that there's something very pleasurable for me about being able to come out and actually interact with human beings. It's wonderful. I especially have a fondness in my heart for America's last independent bookstores, and I think the greatest of them is probably Malaprops in Asheville. I've read there so many times. I always make sure to include them on my tours. A bookstore like that is a rare thing.
That was well put, and we're so glad you've got that connection to Asheville and Western North Carolina in general. I want to remind everybody, we've been talking this morning with Elizabeth Gilbert. The new book, The Signature of All Things, is the focus when she returns to Asheville and the region, Malaprops Bookstore and Cafe, helping make this happen. She'll be at UNC Asheville, and it's Friday, June 27th, 7 p.m. Elizabeth Gilbert, can't thank you enough for being with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you bringing me on. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.